Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're talking about narcissists and empathy. Can a narcissist gain more empathy? Can a narcissist turn into an empath? Is it possible? If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammock. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. So, welcome back. Y'all, narcissist and empathy. Tough topic. A lot of people don't want me to cover this topic, the tough topics and whatnot. But we're going to do it today anyway. This is what we're going to do. We cover the tough topics. Can a narcissist turn into an empath over time? Can they change their behavior? Yeah. So, short answer, no. Narcissists cannot be empaths. I'm not going to say narcissist is the opposite of empaths, but because empaths, highly sensitive people, empaths, there's so many different iterations or types of empaths. I've kind of lost count. I've heard people call them super empaths, dark empaths, super Hakoya empaths, supernova empaths. I'm like the flying empath, the flying empath that swoops in from above and takes out the narcissist. Anyway, there's so many different types of empath. But I don't think narcissists can be empaths, y'all. Can narcissists have empathy? Yeah, a lot of narcissists do have empathy, y'all. But it's like selective empathy. It's more cognitive empathy. It's more empathy towards the people that are affecting them the most. The people that are closest to them. A lot of people might refer to that as self-serving empathy, like the empathy that serves them. But is that empathy at all? You know what I mean? So me personally, I know lack of empathy is one of the diagnosable criteria for narcissistic personality disorder. And you have to have five out of the nine to be diagnosed, right? But you don't have to have a lack of empathy to technically be a diagnosed narcissist. Because you can move those traits around, and lack of empathy doesn't necessarily have to be one of the traits that fall into the diagnosis of being a narcissist. You see what I'm saying? Do a lot of narcissists lack empathy? Absolutely, yes. But some narcissists, there's varying levels. It's a spectrum, y'all. It is a spectrum. There's varying levels of narcissist and empathy and whatnot. There's a bunch of varying levels of it and whatnot. So I'm just telling people, that's why I tell people, just like, if you're dealing with narcissists and toxic people, this is part of the dynamic of dealing with it. This is what you are going to experience it sometimes when you're dealing with narcissistic people, that a lot of them don't have a lot of empathy to go around. Oh my goodness. I just realized, y'all, I did something on TikTok. I deleted some videos I recorded earlier because I had to delete the dang on app. Oh my goodness, that sucks so bad. That's annoying. That is super annoying because those are some fire videos too. if I do say so myself. But yeah, that happens. So narcissists, I personally have more. I would say I have emotional empathy, y'all. There's two different types of empathy, correct? Like when you talk about narcissists, there's two different types of empathy. There's emotional affective empathy, and then there's cognitive empathy. I think a lot of narcissists have more cognitive empathy than emotional empathy. And this is just anecdotal, y'all. I mean, y'all can do the research and hit me up in the comment section or shoot me an email with some statistics and whatnot if you want to do the research. But most narcissists, I would say, have more the cognitive empathy, because cognitive empathy means I see you, what you're going through. I can acknowledge what you're going through. I see that your goldfish is belly up. And I see that you had this goldfish for a long time. This goldfish has broke the living record of goldfish, right? This goldfish got you through college. You used to cry in the goldfish's tank, and your tears used to sally and add salt to the water. You know what I mean? I've seen, like, I can understand that you're sad, but I just don't connect to it on an emotional level. An empath, or somebody with a lot of empathy, could connect to you on that level. They might cry with you. They might add some tears, some salt water to the tank as well. You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't think most narcissists are going to cry with you on certain circumstances like that. You know, can they get to that point through therapy? I still don't think they can get to that point through therapy. And that's just me. This is just me, y'all. This is just me making an observation, because I know some other self-aware narcissists will watch my video. They'll get angry and just say, no, Link, I will cry at a few. I know this, y'all. I know. The 2024 is going to be the same type of stuff going I go through. But that's what happens, y'all. That's the space that a lot of narcissists fall into. Like, the more cognitive empathy, they're not going to connect to you on an emotional level. Even when you're hurt, even when you're sad, it's almost impossible for a narcissist to put themselves in your shoes. They can put themselves in your shoes, like, cognitively. They can acknowledge, hey, I see I have these shoes on. These are some nice Nike shoes. They just don't fit me. They're not my size. I wear a size 13 years. These are a size 7. I get half my foot in there. I can walk in these Nikes like I have on some stiletto pumps in the club. You know what I mean? I can walk on them like I'm going to get the grocery or something like that, but they don't fit me. I can see that they're shoes. I can understand that they're shoes, but they just don't fit me. You understand what I'm saying? So that's how a lot of narcissists see the situation. I don't think you can transition from being a toxic, narcissistic person to being an empath, being an all-knowing empath, where like you cross your damn legs and start floating. You have so much empathy that you can cross your legs and start floating into the damn air. I don't think that happens. I don't think that's going to happen, you know, within that space. I don't think that's going to happen within that dynamic. It just doesn't happen. I'm not saying that to irritate people, to make people mad, but like, that's the space that a lot of people fall into right there. Like, the narcissistic person that you're dealing with might not ever feel that same way about you. They might not ever cry on your shoulder. They might not ever be there with you. They might not ever be there for you. And this is something you have to process and ask yourself, is this going to be okay with it? Are you okay with the current level of empathy that you're experiencing in your relationship? Is it? Are you? Because if you're not, the chances of them becoming an empath are zero. The chances of them gaining more emotional empathy are probably super low as well. Can they gain more cognitive empathy and understand where you're coming from a little bit more through years of psychotherapy? Possibly. I'm not going to say no, because that's what I've done through 6 years of therapy. But getting them to admit that they have a problem, getting them to therapy, that's the big issue right there, y'all. That's the issue at hand right there. That's the large issue. That's the big old butt issue right there, y'all. It is. Getting them there and asking them to make a commitment and asking them to put the work in for themselves is going to be tough. So ask yourself right now, are you okay with the level of empathy that you're receiving? And the thing about it is, some people will say yes. Some people say yes, and I'm not here to judge anybody, but there are people that would say yes. As long as I get a little bit of empathy every once in a while, I'm okay. I just don't want to leave this person. I have, you know, there's a thing called the sunk cost fallacy, where people feel like, well, I got 6 years in this lead. I'm not leaving right now. I got 10 years in this. I'm not leaving right now. And I, like I said, at the end of the day, I understand that space, but the time that you put into this relationship is already spent. You can't get it back. The money you put into this relationship is already spent. You can't get it back. The emotional struggle, strife you put into this relationship is already spent. You can't get it back. So if you can't get it back, why would you keep pouring more resources into it? It's like a pit. You're pouring it into a pit. You know, when you keep pouring into the pit, you keep thinking that you're going to get a return on an investment, and it never happens for you, and then you become angry. But who are you going to be angry at? Them? If you're watching this video, who are you going to be angry at? You have to turn that anger finger towards you because you have all the information presented in front of you. And I asked you the question, are you okay with how things are right now? Because a lot of people ask me, do narcissists change? Can narcissists change? Like, what if they don't? What if I just say absolutely not? The question I would have to ask you, the question you have to ask yourself is, are you okay with how things are right now in this relationship? If nothing were to change, are you okay? If nothing were to change, if no behaviors change, if no behaviors altered, if everything remained exactly the same way it is right now, would you be okay? But could you look back at your life in this time period and be like, I made the right decision to stay 10 extra years. I made the right decision to spend the rest of my life with this person, even though I didn't get empathy, even though I didn't get respect, even though they never reciprocated anything, even though they act like nothing I did for them was good enough, I'm happy with the decision I made. If you can live with that, perfect, fine. It's your life. It's your life. It's not the life that anybody else is going to live. It's the life that you're going to live. It's the life that you're going to experience. It's the life that you're going to have to be okay with at the end of it. So life is finite. It really, really is. So I don't think narcissists is going to become empaths for you. You know what I mean? I know people are going to say, well, I've seen narcissists become empaths. I've seen it before. Like, if you've seen it, I have it. You know, I've been diagnosed with narcissists for over 6 years now. It'll be 6 years in January. It'll be 6 years, 7 years of therapy, 2024. So I haven't seen it. I haven't gotten it myself. So you can compare and contrast to me, like, well, Lee, my narcissistic person is better than you. Well, more power to them and more power to you. But I don't think that they're going to gain more empathy. I don't think they're going to connect to you. Can they fake it for a little while to get you to feel good about yourself, to get you to feel good about the situation, to trust them again? Yeah, they can fake anything. Anybody can fake anything for a short period of time, y'all, to get their needs met. Anybody can fake anything in order to get their needs met. So ask yourself, are you okay with what is going on right now? Are you fine with the behaviors right now? Because that's the question you're going to have to ask yourself. You mean, envision yourself on the deathbed years down the road and then see where you go from there. Because that's the way it goes, y'all. Anyways, y'all, they starting to play music downstairs. I don't want the YouTube to pick it up and cancel my video. So like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book. Remember, it's not your fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.